This is a longer, more narrative poem at the end of this thing, which has to do with two things that happened to me in a little island off the west coast of Ireland called Inishbofin, where I went with a friend. And there was a place on the map there on Inishbofin called Holes Communicating with the Sea. That's all it was called. And I had to go there. And we went. And as we came up, there was just these rock holes that you could see down into the ocean, and the sea came up through them, and it was just a gorgeous place. We stood there, and a seal came swimming through the archway, and I stood very still, and it came up and looked up like that, and I raised a hand like that, and it took off back through the hole. And then that's one little incident. And then the next one is that while I was there, or just before I came to Inishbofin, a beautiful girl died there who was the granddaughter of a man named Jack Harry O'Halloran, who lived a little ways down the island from us. And he couldn't stand it, but about a week later he got up. He was about 70 years old and walked out into the ocean. He was one of the few people who could swim on Inishbofin, and he was a very strong swimmer, and he just went on in, and we had to look for him. And I was about the only person on the island who could swim, now that Jack Harry was gone. And they loved that. They wanted to see me swim. And so they would point somewhere and say, "There, I think something's down there." And so I'd go over there and take off all my clothes except my tennis shoes and then dive off and think. I loved it. It was a great show-off thing for me. But and I'd stay down much longer than I had to stay down there and do all kinds of things. And I would look around various places. This is how we'd like our own throats to be. Green ice water, the wet black walls, the long pale kelp underneath, and here a seal comes through the arch. He sees us, his face a mask barely lifted. We see his whole shape standing in the water. I raise one hand like a Navajo. He hesitates, then turns a sprinter's turn, pushing off from no wall, back through the hole, holes communicating with the sea, it says on the map. We rock climb up a different way than we came and find a rain pool locked in the cliff, mostly dried up, around the edge a yard in, a fringe of bright yellow slime, so flowery and quick, and somehow the image of our silence, the way we can't quite talk. Then the next day, I go to help look for Jack Harry O'Halloran. Three houses down, he's been grieving a week for his granddaughter, 19. Jack Harry was heard up at 4. His dog came back at dawn. Groups of 5 or 6 were scouting the north edge. Nobody swims but me. Islanders don't swim, they point. To what looks like Jack Harry's blue polyethylene rope in the seaweed. With just tennis shoes on, against their advice, I dive from the rock, stay under longer than I need to, climb back without a word, another look, another dive. Jesus, he's like a fish, ripping loose the strand of dead blue kelp to show them there are no fish that I've seen in this inlet, and the seals are somewhere along with Jack Harry and you, away from this cold, bright room where I lengthen and magnify and almost disappear.